Blog Talk Radio.
Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr., and Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
So I'm a man of God. And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa, guess where I'm going to be at. If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at. That's why I'm not reverend, I'm not pope, I'm not bishop, I'm not deacon, I'm not elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell. There's a difference. You hear me, brother? There's a difference. And that's what's wrong with the church today, the reason why it's so powerless. Now see, the thing that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it, he ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too. Dealing with some curses. We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute. Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how that spirit, look. See that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? Y'all good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, on cut of food. Boy, I hate them things, brother. I hate them things, brother. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Look at them. See it, Pastor? We're going to find out which one it is in a minute. Look at some sisters and stuff around.
Polly, go tell them what's hot.
By the way, what's your name, Spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name? Yeah, you got a name. What is it? You ain't what?
See what's going on.
You're the ruler of the universe. Which one? You rule everything.
You hear anything?
Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today.
They got something wrong on here.
And I tell you what, ruler of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now.
You should be able to hear.
All right. Sister Linda, you all right? Okay. You just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her.
That's her.
Now I tell you.
There's something up there.
Did you bring a couple of things? Why did you got the thing on?
There's got to be something up there.
Cut the thing on, brother.
In the chat.
Forget them go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, boop.
No, I was doing it here. All right, let me try to play this. Sister Wenda, hold on, y'all bear with me for a second.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast.
What are you doing now?
We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles.
All right, greetings. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but greeting to each and every last one of you. Hold on a second. Let me make another adjustment here. Don't need that. All right. All right, greetings to each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, the mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hope y'all doing well. Y'all had a wonderful week. Oh, boy, I tell you, I have really, really, really been bringing out the teaching videos. They're on Straightway. Let me shut this door. They're on Straightway University. I've been bringing them. I mean, I've been bringing the truth to those who have the ears to hear. If you don't, I can't give them to you. Only the Father can give you the ears to hear. That's it. I'm not going to be long before you tonight. We have the saints from New York in. They're tired, getting a little bit of rest on a long drive. We've been extra busy, but we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm probably going to stay on an hour, and then I'm going to cut the broadcast because we have some people coming in visiting from California as well that are already in town. We're looking forward for a big day tomorrow and a good word that the Most High Yah would feed us with to mature us and to help us grow. Let me cut this, put this thing on mute. Put this phone down because if I don't, people will keep on texting and interrupting me right now. All right. We are doing well. We are doing well right now. I hope that each and every last one of you are doing well. And if you didn't get an opportunity and a chance to go back and listen to my video what is that one called? Something about listening to faith, something about faith, all right? I just uploaded on YouTube, you should. Brother Scott, Brother Brent, I figured out what it was. This is the brand new computer, and this is the first time myself doing the broadcast on this computer, I believe, right here. And it's got a Sound Blaster live sound card in, so we have to pull everything back from normal. We pull everything back from normal. Until we can adjust it and get it right, then we should be right where it is because it was clipping earlier. The whole system is pretty much done been revamped. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Elder Rufus and his family is up here as well this weekend and stuff. We got a full weekend. We got a few things we have to take care of here in the saddle straightway, and glory to the King. Hey, Passover. Passover is somewhere along around the 10th of April. You want more information, you go to www.straightwaytruth.com. Straightway is spelled StraightwayTruth.com. It's StraightwayTruth.com. If you go there, you'll get some information. You can be able to download a calendar, a feast day calendar. Not only you get to download it, but everybody else who follows the ministry, and include my enemies who follow the ministry that don't do the footwork and the groundwork like Brother Steve and myself does. Brother Steve, I didn't get your phone call. I know you probably got busy and got tied up there, but that's okay. We'll hook up. But it's a sad situation. You know, the devil is really, really fighting hard in this dead season. And I hope that you keep faith, maintain faith, and remember. Remember, the one thing that the Messiah said is that people would begin to hate one another. They will betray one another. And that's part of the end time spirit. All right, end time spirit. There's a lot of deception going on. And tomorrow's message should be interesting. I actually got a little bit about tonight's. Matter of fact, I actually dropped in my spirit about tomorrow's message. So you may want to stay tuned and learn something. One thing is for sure, it's going to be a message that's actually going to sober you up in the end times that we find ourselves in, in the hour we find ourselves in. But strive for perfection, all right? Strive for perfection and stuff, knowing that at times you may fall short of the glory of Yah, but just get back up and continue to keep striving. But be careful of offenses. Man, I've seen offenses just take people out. And I can tell you one thing, the Messiah's words definitely wasn't in vain. But man, I tell you, offenses, 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 and more offenses is taking people out. If you're coming for Passover, go back last year and look at a video we did as far as what you should bring if it's your first time coming. We sleep in tents. And my advice to you is that get a tent that's big enough that can be able to, you'll be better off if you buy some cots and stick it in the tent. Because sleeping on the ground is pretty rough. I didn't have no problem doing that when I was a young soldier in 82nd and stuff, because we slept on the ground. We didn't have no tents. But I tell you one thing. Brothers and sisters, man, if it sure would make your stay a whole lot better if you bought you some cots and a nice tent, and make sure you buy some spray can waterproofing and stuff. Keep it down good and everything, and make a good steak. But we'll provide the meals for you in here and everything. It's been a wonderful time of fellowship. We're looking for a beautiful time in the Most High Yah, as we have watched the Most High prune the tree of a lot of dead branches and people who refuse to change and transform their mind. And as he brings in more brand new people, we thank the Father for that. And even out of that crop right there, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Tell you what, I'm going to go do my routine here. I'm going to give you a ministry break. I'll be right back here in just a second to take your phone calls. Hallelujah. The guest call-in number is 515-602-9654. If you'd like to talk to Pastor Dow, you press number 1. You get there in the caller queue, and then I will be more than happy to take your phone call. I'll be right back here in just a moment.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee,
and Lafayette is spelled LaFayette 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right. Shalom, the King is coming. Hey, look, this is what we do every Friday night. And what we do is we open up the phone lines here on Blog Talk Radio, and then we allow you to call in and ask questions. You know, ask all the questions that you want. But keep it, be mindful that there are other people in the caller queue. And so we would ask that you would just limit yourself to one question. And then limiting yourself to that one question. Let me pull this boom mic back some. And then limiting yourself to one question. Be mindful that there are other people behind you. I'm glad that you want to call in and talk to us. I'm doing fine and everything, but let's just get right to the topic and right to the subject matter, because there are a lot of people out there that want to come to the truth. There are a lot of people out there that are just sick and tired of religion. They're sick and tired of playing games and stuff, and they have serious minds, and they want to be serious with the Father. I appreciate all the feedback and everything from the microphone. We have been upgrading our system, and it's coming better and better. It's getting really good. We still have a few little things we got to work out here and there, but we'll get it. It's a whole lot better than other systems. It stresses it a whole lot less, and we thank the Father for that. All right, guest call-in number. Again, 515-602-9654. That's 515-602-9654. If you hear a voice, a lady voice, at the end of that, you press number one, I will see a sign in here that's stating that you're on the line and that you would like to talk to Pastor Dow. And I'll be more than happy to speak with you as well. So with that in mind, let's go to Virginia. Normally what I do is call the area code, and at times I may call the first three digits. I may even do that now, this broadcast, but that's what we do. When you hear your area code calling your respective areas and stuff, that means you are the next caller up. Please, don't listen to me when you hear your number being called through your computer, through your speakers and stuff. Speak to me on the phone, okay, on the phone, because we get a lot of feedback and stuff, and I have to mute you until you get your system in order. And I don't want to do that. You follow me? I want to make sure that everybody gets a clear signal, everybody gets their voice heard, and that we're able to communicate. Hallelujah. Virginia, Brother Chris, call number 571-571. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Chris?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shalom, brother. Say again?
I have a quick question concerning for offerings or... Yeah. Is there an online way to give that to you, I suppose, instead of mailing it?
Does mailing it an inconvenience to you?
I would rather pay it online, I guess, through a PayPal.
Okay, now, Sister Carol, come here for a second. I'm going to find, I think it's Straightway Creations at yahoo.com if you like to donate that way. Is that what it is, Carol? I guess that's what it is. Anyway, I think it's Straightway Creations, StraightwayCreations at yahoo.com. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's Straightway Creations, if those of you who want to donate online, if you want to go that route. Now, let me speak to all of us something. The reason why that if you choose to give to the ministry here that we ask that you would mail cash in an over, you know, 2-3 day priority mail. If it's something like greater than $500 or $600, you may want to put it in an overnight envelope and just take money out of the offering you was given to pay for the postage. It is because I understand things in the financial markets and what's going on in this world very well. I notice that our governments are becoming entrepreneurs, and if you notice, now I'm gonna give you something. If you try to go cash a money order, I don't care where it's at, they want to see your driver's license. Why? Because that's also saddled to your Social Security numbers attached to it. If you go to Walmart, they want your driver's license number, Social Security number. You go to Western Union, it makes no difference. No matter where you go, they want your driver's license, Social Security number. And the reason for that is because they want to be able to track, because they believe us all to be a bunch of terrorists, and they want to be able to track our private transactions. And then if they go into the bank account and they see that you have gifted more than what you're supposed to be given in a year, i.e. by money order, personal check or whatever, you know, the next thing you know, I try to avoid people from receiving some type of taxes, or even ourselves receive some type of taxes. That's the reason why we ask people, if you can, give cash that way. And because cash is safe for all of us, because remember, that's legal tender for all debts, public and private, even though it's an offering, but it keeps them out of the scope of what we're doing. They don't know what the right hand or what the left hand doing, and I like it like that. Well, our government has already grown too big. They already are too overbearing. They're already too intrusive into our private lives and our civil affairs, and we don't want to give them any more. So they watch us. They watch us like a hawk, and they're looking for any way, shape, fashion, or form to tax us or to try to bring an audit on anybody in order to get more money because of the choices and decisions that they're making by bankrupting this country with over $20 trillion in debt and $250 trillion in unfunded liabilities with Medicaid and Medicare. We are in a severe economic depression, and the only reason why we can't feel it right now so much is because of a printing press. So, I mean, I've said it once, said it a thousand times, but if you choose to give by money order, we still accept it. Many of you, that's fine. It's still deposits just like anybody else, but that is the reasons and cause, because I don't trust my government. I'm sorry. Many of you may do, but I don't. All right, so I hope I said something to help you there. Did I help you answer your question there, Brother Chris?
Absolutely, sir.
All right, so yeah, Straightway Creations at yahoo.com. If you want to go that route, that's going to go into Sister Carol's business account for the Straightway Creation, and then she'll make sure that I get the offering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
Oh, bless you, Brother Chris, and thank you for your being mindful, man, and taking care of the man of Yah. Shalom. Let's go to Indiana to Brother Brandon, calling number 291-291. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Brandon?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow, and all of the saints of Straightway of Israel. How you doing,
and
Pastor?
Brother Brandon, it's good to hear your voice, man. We're doing well. Good to hear your voice. What about yourself, man?
Oh,
you staying encouraged?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Pastor, man, just working. You sure right about our wicked government, Pastor. That's one thing. I got my paycheck this Friday, well, today, and we get paid every week. I damn near fell out my driver's seat, Pastor. They took damn near $700 just in taxes from me. I said, woo-wee.
Man, I know that makes you want to cut.
Hey, Pastor, that's with two dependents. And they still took it. I said, if I didn't have my dependents, they took my whole check. Yeah, that's
brother,
just in the tax. You right about that, man. I was like, whoa, we got to come out of this system.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, it's unbelievable. Our government, remember, I said they can't produce anything, they can only take. And they're doing everything they can to come up with whatever they can to take from us, the people. And you know what? They take it before we even see it.
You sure are right, Travis. They get the first slice of the pie before anything. Yeah, I was listening in, yes sir, I was listening in last week when Brother Samuel called in and this is dead beating a dead horse, but about that sister, the sister that used to be with Straightway, Kansas, and you Turner, the brother that was with Illinois. I live in Indiana, passing down Northwest Indiana. It's about 50 miles out of Chicago. Even though it seems like a good far away, but we're starting to see the ripple effect, you know, out of all of us, you know, the city, the people coming out the city this way, and it's just like, I could witness that brother, what Brother Samuel said with that brother, Hugh Turner, what he said about the girl, she looked like the face of a baboon's ass. Oh, he did say that, with a dog.
Oh,
he said
man.
A bunch of other stuff, and oh, Pastor, I could witness, you know, I could witness what Brother Samuel said and testified. That dude said exactly what he said, and he said a lot more. You know, and I've been working with him for like almost 5 years now. We work with a trucking company that's contracted with the Ford Assembly Plant in Chicago. So I see him on a regular every day. And, you know, like majority of the saints that went, you know, to the Feast of Tabernacles, they went to build a relationship with the Most High Yah and to get the deliverance and everything. But that one thing, that brother right there, Hugh Turner, he did not go down there with those intentions. He went down there looking for a woman the whole time. And he was just saying things to me, you know, about this. And I was like, dude, you should be down here for one reason only, is to build your relationship with the Father, not nothing else.
That's right.
You know, and I was just like, I was just discouraged on a lot of the stuff he was saying, and I was just like, you know, that's been dealing with me ever since we left the Tabernacles. You know, I was listening to it Straightway before, you know, I went there, but I truly say it's been 4 months now since the Tabernacle, and the Most High Yah has been cutting a whole bunch of dead branches off of me, and, you know, and that was one of them, dealing with them, you know, Tatum and all of them. That was one of the big branches he cut off. But yeah, that was correct. What Brother Samuel, when he called in last Shabbat, and said that's for sure. And one thing else, Pastor, I don't want to hold you much longer because I know we got a bunch of saints. But when I was at the Tabernacle, you know, I truly got to see what Straightway is truly all about. You know, we listen through YouTube here and there, you know, but you truly don't see until you go witness it on the land yourself. And I could say anybody that got something negative to say about Straightway, that means they never was called by the Most High Yah to live a set-apart life. That's the way I look at it. They never was called. They might say what their mouth they were called, but their heart, you never dealt with them. Because if they were,
well, you know,
they wouldn't be having to say all that stuff they say.
You're right. I mean, it's a false witness. It's good that you've been here to see for yourself, to see what we're about. It was an honor to have you. But I tell you, man, it's sad, though, that people end up turning back to Satan, and then giving a false report in order to try to discourage other people. That's pretty bad. What do you think, brother?
Yes, sir. That's real bad. And I hope they get it right before they meet the Father, because they're going to pay for it. That's for sure. And also, when I was at the Tabernacle, I took account of, like, you know, I was paying attention to my details, you know, to my surroundings, and I listened to a lot of the watching videos and paid close detail to attention to what you're talking about, Pastor. And you're right when you say about coming out these cities, you know, living a set-apart life. You know, I've been to pretty much every city in the United States, because I've been a truck driver for almost 20 years. And since the early 2000s, man, these cities are getting worse and wickeder and wickeder and wickeder. And I was just taking account, like, all of the brothers that we have a part of the ministry that live in these cities, you know, that stand there a part of Straightway, there's no reason why we should not be able to come together, like you say, Pastor, in the book say, live in a community setting when we got these brothers working. All it takes is like $2,000 for 50 brothers. We got like over $200,000. We should be able to have all kind of property, you know, in a set-apart life in community. But I guess I'm the only one that's probably – you know, thinking about that, Pastor, you know, to truly live a set-apart life. We got to come out of these cities, brothers. We got to come out of them. That's for sure.
Well, I'm not telling anybody anything different than what the book says. It's just that, you know, it's different. I'm just reiterating what the word says. And for all that, brother, you know, people just, they have an alternate consciousness. But I'll tell you what, you did the math just right. Can you imagine if you could get 50 people together, bringing in $2,000 a month, brother, how quick you could actually throw up a homestead, a community, and provide a lifestyle to where you, when you wake up every single morning, you get to see people who serve the same Yah that you do and fear the same Yah that you do. And, I mean, see what I mean? But people today are just too selfish.
Yeah, you're right, Pastor. And I was thinking, I was like, all it takes is at least 50 brothers, $2,000 apiece. That's over $200,000. Man, we could buy some decent property for that. And I was like, I can't do it by myself. We need people. Like you said, we need people. I wish I could do it by myself, but I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't, like you said, cash only. Buy it with no debt. That's free.
Yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom. Delay gets us messed up and we end up stepping over each other, but it's just the truth. Man, if you could get 50 people to commit to give $2,000 in 1 month, man, I promise you, I could go out and find some land and start developing a community. It's not going to build a community, but we can definitely secure some land and start getting people free. But, you know, the devil don't want that. And most of you, man, I don't know. And I will tell you this. Living with people is very difficult. It's very difficult. Unless you have people who are of the same heart and same mind. But, man, when people got their own individual agenda, it's tough. It really is. All right, let's go to New York. New York, Brother Israel, call number 646-646, Pastor Dowdy on the Shepherd 2 radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Israel?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. I trust you said everything as well. That's why I know everything as well. Just want to decide my question real quick. This way, the rest of the brethren can come on. I'm coming into some property in a couple of years, about a half an acre in Ocala, Florida, and it's a half an acre. So I'm looking into possibly building there. So I was wondering. And maybe even doing a small community type of deal there. Now, it's a half an acre. I haven't actually seen the land yet, but I'm hoping that probably by the summertime I'll be able to see and determine how I'm going to move forward as far as building on it. So the question is, how many families can I put in a half an acre, and whether or not to do block or steel buildings?
I tell you one thing, if you're going to consider going down in Florida, I would build a block building. With all the storms and everything that goes on down that place, And is it in the northern part of Florida or the southern part?
It's in Ocala.
I don't know where that is, brother.
That's more north. It's north of Orlando, if you're going that,
okay,
way.
Okay, if you said Orlando, I got an idea. All right, but that's what I would do. I'd build a block building, man.
Blockhouse.
That's what I do.
And secondly, how many families can you think I could probably put on a half an acre?
Well, you're not going to get too much, I promise you that, and it depends on the location. You got to have enough, a half acre, it's still a nice little chunk of piece of land, but, man, you got to do a lot. A half acre is only half of a football field.
Right. So maybe two or three families at the most?
It depends on how many dwelling places you are allowed to actually on that place, to have on that place. I mean, you're going to be tight, I promise you.
All right. Well, I thank you for your insight, Pastor Dow. That's my question, because I'm going to be coming into that property in about 2 or 3 years. So I'm going to check it out this summer. And stop by and see what kind of land it is. Maybe I'll have a follow-up question next week, or depending if I get to go next week or during the course of the summertime, and then do a follow-up question and determine how to move forward as far as building on the land. But I will definitely consider doing block on that property. Well, thank you again for your insight, Pastor Dowdy. You have a wonderful Shabbat, and peace to everyone there. Have a good evening.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Junior. Call number 929-929. Junior, it's Pastor Dow. You're on the Shepherd 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you, Junior?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Hallelujah.
That's that testimony. You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I hear people calling, new people, like, oh, my family, you get excited, you know about our children, you tell your natural family, but they reject it, and, they start persecuting you and stuff like that, that's going to happen, because, you can't bring them to y'all. It's y'all is bringing them, What were yourself saying, I went through it, like my sister, playing music out loud, I did it for before I came out, say like 3 years, I went through it, that's gonna happen, that's not hard, you make it hard, natural family's gonna reject you, that's gonna happen. Matthew 10, you wanna know what Matthew 10, man, I know Matthew 10 is, I hear y'all people calling, I went through that for 3 years, and I'm out now, see? And ain't nothing. That's simple. And after that, when you come to live with saints, that's something, because that's a battleground right there, You're going to see yourself. You're going to see yourself never before. When I moved to the saints, I see things in me I ain't seen before, I'm dealing with them now, Probably showing me and getting judged now. So before judgment, when breath of my body is, his time, I'll come clean, that's a test right there, living saints. That is a tough test, man. Yes, sir. I like it too. I love it. This is iron sharpening iron, man. Pastor, you're right. I love it too. I love it. It's getting purged, getting detoxed. Because, you're gonna be together in the wilderness, right? For all the world. If his world be going in the wilderness, hey, we got, you're getting prepared for what's gonna happen then before the kingdom comes, we're prepared, I ain't ready, but I getting prepared. I make no excuses, I let no devil stop my show. I'm here to stay. Ain't nothing go back, right, but dude. What?
Mm-hmm. Good to hear you.
Bless you. Yes, sir. Shalom.
You stay encouraged, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Indiana. Call number 317-317. This is Pastor Dow. You are on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Indiana?
Thank you for taking my call, Pastor Dow. Shabbat shalom.
Yep. Shabbat shalom. Who am I speaking?
This is Naomi. I've never called before, and I'm really nervous, so please forgive me.
Oh, relax.
I'll try. I am fairly new to Torah, and I don't even know where to begin. I have been delving into my word. I have always been a person that was basically the only thing I ever really read was my Bible, but the Lord revealed Torah to me a couple of years ago. And my husband and I got married about 3 years ago. So we were a year into our marriage before the Lord revealed this to me. And I've been trying to do his ways and trying to make sure that I'm, walking this walk and doing the things that he wants. And I get through, and I've read through my entire Bible, but the other day I'm coming upon Deuteronomy 24, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I just felt sick about it. And just to let you know, my husband and I were together when we were younger, and we broke up and had marriages and divorces and then got back together. Well, I've just really been convicted in my spirit, and I trusted you very much, as far as I just have a lot of respect for your opinion and the way that you interpret the word. And I'm just feeling sick about it, and I don't know what to do. Do you know what the 24th of Deuteronomy?
Sure, I do. Very familiar with
it. Okay, I'm sure you do. I didn't mean to insult you.
No, you're not insulting me, not at all. But
okay.
why are you feeling so sick about it, sister? Well, what verse is troubling you?
What is bothering me?
Yeah.
Just the fact that we had been together before and that we had gotten back together after I had been with another person.
Okay? Let me go ahead and answer that question. You ready?
Yes.
Were you a professing Israelite then?
No, sir.
And I'm sure you've done many, many other sins prior to then, right?
Yeah.
Now, how long you been listening to me?
About a year.
About a year. Okay, and I'm sure that you're learning a lot about this Bible that you've never saw before, is that, or heard before. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I've never found anyone that speaks what I'm already thinking. You know what I mean? Your ministry is right in line with the revelations that I'm getting from the Lord and just confirmations. Every time you speak, it's just another confirmation. So that was another reason why I wanted to make the call to you.
Okay, what I'm getting to is this. At that time that y'all were together and stuff, the first time and stuff, you was a flat-out heathen in the world, wasn't you?
Yes.
Okay. And with this other marriage that you end up getting a divorce from, were you in a heathen relationship then too?
Yes, it was before Torah.
All right. But now that you're in, because remember what I'm getting to is that all before then, you were not even subject to the law. The laws,
okay.
The statutes, the commandments wasn't even for you. You was doing like everybody else was doing out there in the world. You was doing your own thing, filling up your lust,
right.
Filling up your own desires, doing whatever. And then after the Most High Yah started making himself known to you, then he's done turned around and done saved you. And is desiring to continue to keep filling you with the word. You can't go back in your past, previous life, prior to conversion, bring over the sins where you're at now in conversion, and then try to use your past life to condemn you because you wasn't even subject to the law then. Is that making sense?
Right, okay, yes.
So now you're charged to walk in the newness of life, okay?
Okay. And I'm not condemned of my past. I have dealt with that. I know what I was, and I know what I am now. I don't want to bring sin upon him, and I don't want to bring sin upon his family, and I just don't want to, because he is not in Torah at all. And even when this started happening, you know, you get really excited when you find all this stuff out. And you're like, oh, I should tell you this. I think everybody has that same story. You think other people are going to get excited with you. No, he's like, no, he was very upset. And he has come to terms with it now. And he allows me to celebrate feasts and do Shabbat and everything. And I don't really have a problem. But, yeah, he is not in agreement with it at all.
Well, that's okay. You live your life in such a manner that when be so holy and set apart and obedient to him that it will cause him to fear and maybe want to serve y'all. Do you watch our services on online, dashchurch.org every Sabbath?
No, I do not, but I was gonna start. I don't think it made it up on the YouTube channel last week, did it?
Well, our service is also uploaded on straightwaytechteam.com or straightwaytechteam on YouTube. But if you want to catch them live, you know, you can catch them on online, hyperchurch.org, every Sabbath at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Well, thank you.
All right. Is there anything else?
That's all. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. I tell you, isn't that a beautiful, humble spirit? Glory to the King. Let's go to Pennsylvania, Brother Zach, 717-717. This is Pastor Dow. You're going to serve me too. Great, bro. Yes, I can help, Brother Zach.
Shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
We got you, my brother. How you doing? Zach Dow. Zach got the same last name I got. What you got, Brother Zach?
I'm doing just fine. I wanted to first say Shabbat Shalom to all of Israel, and my vehicle is now repaired, so I'm back on the road, so praise the Most High in that. Two things, Pastor. 2 weeks ago, your sermon that you gave, it was something to the effect of you were discussing that young lady who had her leg healed. Remember, it grew out. so she was healed, but she was not whole. And
correct.
Several weeks ago, I had a glimpse of healing again. You know, again, I'm in no means cured from my ailments yet, but I'm starting to get some glimpses of some improvements. And then when you gave that example that, you know, it's not enough to be healed, you need to be made whole. And, you know, if I'm going to be healed, but I'm not going to be made whole, you know, I don't even know if that's something that I want. I only want to be healed if I'm going to be made whole. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But I was giving out an example about how that that one returned to give thanks, and in that they were made whole. I've been thinking about you, Brother Zach, lately. Have you ever heard of Dr. Sabi?
Say again.
Have you ever heard of Dr. Sabi?
No, sir.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll try to send you some information. But Dr. Sabi, man, he's got a cell food cleanser. Now, this program is like $769, man. You may want to check that out. Because, man, there have been many people claim that they have been cured and healed because a lot of things that people have in a body burrows down in their cells. And then they try to make themselves bulletproof by not letting anything from the immune system get in to attack them. So you may want to look at that, man, because it goes right to cleansing the cells.
Yes, sir. I will certainly check that out. And I do honestly believe through much suffering and prayer and meditation with the Father, I honestly believe the overwhelming amount of my physical symptoms are coming from warring in the mind, if you follow me. I think once my mind is more settled, that the physical will get in line with that too. So I was also encouraged by that discovery as well.
Well, glory to the King, my brother. Glory to the King.
Yes, sir. I also, in the past couple weeks, again, there's been a lot of discovery about my past when I was an infant and so forth, and discovering things about my parents. I found out that it was my understanding that my father gave my mother an ultimatum to abort me or he would leave. And then in the relationship before her, he got a woman pregnant, and he instructed her to abort that pregnancy as well. And I think that's, obviously that's a generational curse there. But I was, it was a bittersweet victory because, once you can identify the sin, you can rebuke it and get deliverance from it, especially when it's a generational curse. But it was a sad thing to know that my, dad had those type of thoughts and acted in such a manner.
Well, I'm glad that you're delivered from that, man. And, of course, the thief coming out but to steal, kill, and destroy. And, of course, that guy, the only thing he was doing was just filling up his lust without accepting responsibility of the choices and decisions that he's made in life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you. And again, keep charging. And Shabbat Shalom to you and all of Israel.
All right, my brother. Bless you, Brother Zach. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Florida. Call number 904-904-894. 904-894. This is Pastor Dow. We're on the Strip Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Pastor Dow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Richard Dalmita. Hey, I just recently came into the Hebrew Israelite understanding because I always had a feeling that I was Israelite. I mean, ever since I've been in the truth, well, as a Christian coming up, I've been reading the Bible as a little kid. I'm 40 now. And
right.
Just recently coming into finding out, because I always ask, I have older brothers. I'm the youngest of seven. So I've been asking my oldest brother, who do you think the Israelites are? And he said, well, we can't tell because everything is so diluted now, all kind of crossbreeding. There's no way to see who is who. So we can't really say, oh, who's Israelites, who's this, who's that. We could just basically serve, read the Bible, do what it says. But I says, so I kept wondering to myself, Christians say, they read all of the epistles, and then they say, you don't have to keep the Mosaic commandments anymore. Those are done away with. But you could just love every man as you love yourself. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And that's the only commandments you have to do. And everything else is done away with. So if we're going around preaching that you shouldn't eat pork and you shouldn't you should keep the Sabbath, you're going back in bondage. You're putting Christ back on the cross. That's what they always tell me. And me and my oldest brother got in an argument not too long ago over that same thing, because he said, well, you're just like the Pharisees. You're putting Christ back on the cross. And, you know, out of respect, I didn't come back hard at him. But he really upset me. He really got on my nerves. And just because he's that much older than me, I did not talk to him like I felt like I should have talked to him. But, I mean, he really put me in a way that I didn't want to be.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen anytime you cast your pearls before swine. You have to be very discerning who you actually give this word to, because everybody's not acceptable of this word, because, again, listen to me very closely. Everybody views this word from a different perspective and an alternate conscious. Am I making any sense?
And, yes, sir.
You know, it depends on, you know, what you have accepted. It depends on what environment you come from. And it depends on what persuasion that you were reared in and how you listen or you look at the word. That's like, for instance, there's a brother named Justin out in the Arkansas, the Ozarks area. And he's going to come into this new false doctrine of millennials, post-millennials, something like that. And he believes that we're already in the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus Christ is reigning on a spiritual throne and not a literal physical throne. And, of course, when you get people like that, brother, that once they embrace that, every single thing that if you ask them questions, they are going to answer you from the persuasion and the perspective that they have already embraced. That doesn't mean that they are seeing the truth. It's just that that's what's in them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is. And then you also got these Christians that say they know they're Hebrew Israelites, but they're saying Christ came and died for all of that other Israelites are preaching about. So basically, we shouldn't be worrying about what we eat and let no man judge you by meat and all of that. They're just saying basically, you know, you just got to do the new covenant, forget about the Mosaic laws. Basically, in a nutshell, they're saying that was just to show us how sinful we were, but now the Mosaic laws are basically put in the back burner, and we just follow Christ. And look, follow Christ, that's what we're supposed to do. But Christ never came and said, follow the law. There's nowhere in the Bible you can find that. Matthew 5, 15 through 19, tells you he didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill them. Well, they say, he already fulfilled them, so we don't have to do it ourselves. So everything you tell them, they have a comeback for. And it's frustrating talking to them because it's like you can't get away. You can't get through them at all.
Well, again, the lesson you should learn is not to cast your pearls before swine and don't give that which is holy unto dog. You can't open up to understand it. No matter how much talking you do to them, what you're doing is when you speak to someone, you're there to discern to see if the Most High is dealing with these people, not to convert or change them, because you can't save anybody. That's up to the Most High Yah. All you're doing is doing what he told you to do, which was minister the word, be a minister or a priest of the gospel. That's what you're doing.
Right. I totally understand that. I totally agree with you with that, because Yeah, and I totally understand. So basically, I was just wanted to make sure that I wasn't in the wrong. But, I mean, I just want to get through to my family. You know, I want to let them know that what they think is true is not.
Brother, how long have you been listening to me?
I've been listening to you for about a couple months now, about 5 months on YouTube, actually, yeah.
Have you been listening to me on this radio broadcast station?
No, I just recently started. I just recently found out about this. So I just got on here about a couple, like last week I heard of you, and this week I'm on here.
All right.
On blog.
Well, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brother, save yourself.
Yes.
Go back and download the archive of last week's show, and I answer extensively people who have trouble with their natural family. Go check that out, all right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I appreciate
all right,
you,
brother,
Pastor Dowell.
Yes,
Shabbat
sir.
Shalom.
Hallelujah. Keep listening. Shabbat Shalom. Hey, www.online-church.org, that's a dash, church.org. Every Sabbath morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can be right here live with us in the tabernacle watching the Shabbat service. You'll be able to get the whole skinny. And I promise you, it's totally different than what people are used to. Ooh-wee, is that the truth? All right. Let's go to, have I been there? All right, let's go to Florida, 813-813. It's Pastor Dowell. You're on a Straight Bridge 2 radio broadcast. I can help you.
Pastor Dowell?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Pastor Dowell, I'm so happy that I'm able to talk to you. This is Brother Frank from Tampa, Florida, and I'm a friend of, a very close friend of Chile.
Oh, Chile, okay. All right.
Yes, sir, Brother Chile, and I've been listening to your radio station and your broadcast for about, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks to a month now. And I used to be a Seventh-day Adventist, and after meeting Chile and another friend of his, I realized very quickly that they had the spirit and they understood the word, and I said, man, hey, I have to become an Israelite. So I've been an Israelite now for about 6 to 7 months. And I'm just very excited to see people who are keeping the word, and I can just tell that the Spirit is with them. So it's just been an honor to be able to learn from you, and I'm just extremely excited to talk to you right now.
You know, we got a lot of Seventh-day Adventists. We got a bunch of them in Tabernacle right now, a bunch of ex-Seventh-day Adventists that's from New York, man, and they're fleeing that church by the groves. And then a lot of them are coming over to the Straightway Truth, man, and getting the truth, brother, because, you know, Adventists are very arrogant and proudful people and stuff until people get over here and find out that the Seventh-day Adventists don't know what they think they know.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand 100% what you're saying.
Hallelujah. Brother, it's an honor to have you. Keep listening and join in tomorrow on www.online-church.org, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and be able to watch our services live.
All righty. I'll definitely try to get on there maybe a little after 11, but if I can, I can get on. I actually have a quick question, though.
All right, what is it?
Yeah, so I was doing a little research. I went on you guys' website, looked at a couple of reviews and different things, and I'm pretty sure that people are just on there just bashing and talking bad on you guys, but I've been seeing a lot of stuff like people who have left, and they're saying how the how you guys act in the community and different things like that. Like there's no, I don't know, just very random things. So I was wondering, Is it just like what is it with that? Like why are people so interested in bashing you guys? I'm trying to really understand this.
I don't know, but I will help you out. I'll give you an example here. Okay, I won't even answer. I'll let another brother answer from New York who just came in here today. Brother Steve, can you come here for a second, Brother Steve? He's going to be here in a second. He should be in the tabernacle, okay? I'm going to let him answer that question for you because he was talking to me about this very same thing earlier. today. And you may be happy to hear this from him, all right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Where's Brother Steve at? Is he gone? Where's he at? Oh, well, I mean, man, we got a live radio broadcast going on right here. I can get somebody else to do it then. Oh, boy. But, you know, brother, let me tell you something. Anytime you stand for something and you do anything, people ain't going to speak well of you. But you know what I would suggest that you should do, my brother?
Yes, sir.
I would suggest that everybody that you see so-called bashing the ministry, you know what you ought to do?
What's that?
You ought to do a strict investigation on their lives and see if their lives still fits the bill of living set apart, being holy, and having Yah first and foremost in their life. And then if they don't fit that bill, then you know what you just got finished dealing with. You just got finished dealing with a devil.
Think about that.
You got people talking evil about something, and then they don't even live the life that the Bible says. What kind of witness is that?
True. Their own word, so to speak, judges them.
That's true. All right, brother, we're not going to wait on that, but that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I don't even concern myself with them.
Right. Hey, Pastor Dow, I've been in a Sunday church, grew up in a Sunday church basically when I was born, became a Seventh-day Adventist when I was like, I don't know, I think it was 20. Yeah, when I was 20, I got baptized in Seventh-day Adventist church. And like all the different churches that I've been to, I've never been able to fully like put my whole spirit, emotions, and time into them because I knew at the end of the day I wasn't going to stay in there long. And this is the first thing, Chile says this to me all the time, Frank, this is not a religion, this is a culture. And whenever he says it, I'm like, yo, man, that's straight on, man. Like, this is something that I can die for, I can live for. And I'm just like, I'm just overjoyed that I'm able to be around people where I can be myself. I don't have to be called being extremist. I don't have to be called being, you know, someone who doesn't understand the 2017 time, and I can actually give my all and myself to this whole walk, this whole movement, this whole culture. So,
hey, my brother. Hey, I got Brother Steve sitting right here, and I'm going to let him answer that question, okay?
All right.
All right, you ask him the same question, and he'll answer it here for you, okay? All right. Go ahead, Brother Steve. Sit down. This caller's going to ask you a question about people leaving the bash in the ministry. Go ahead.
Shalom, shalom, brother.
Shalom.
You had asked your question one more time?
Yes, sir. I was looking online. I was looking at you guys' website. I checked out a couple of videos. I just wanted to do some backdrop research just to make sure that, you know, what was being said over the radio cast was also lining up with what other people were saying. So I went, researched as much as I could, and like everything that I saw, or a lot of what I was seeing, was people saying, yo, man, like, this is a, like, people can't do this. If you leave the church, they'll do this to you. They threaten you. Like, it was a whole bunch of nonsense. And I was just wanting to see, you know, why is it that people are, like, it's almost like they have an agenda of talking bad about, you know, straightway. So I was just wondering, what could that actually be?
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what one of the main reasons why Jesus himself was put to death? Over envy and jealousy. The majority of people that bash, slander this ministry, I would say almost 90% of these people have never interacted personally or may have fellowship with maybe one or two people that have ever come here. I can see personally where I have family members that continuously bash this ministry, but they have never met or interacted with any individual in this ministry. You have to understand that this is a ministry that is very rare. And we desire to obey the Most High to the best of our ability. The main people that bash this ministry are religious people. Okay? So, like Pastor was talking about before, but there are individuals that have a certain frame of mindset that they have been already taught things through the teaching of these preachers, of all their elders that they have in their church, and their mind is shaped after this Western mindset, this abstract mindset. So when they hear our pastor speaking straight, they can't receive it because they already have its mind shaped toward this world. Pastor is a very strange man. His speech is very strange to this world. But if he was of the world, they would love him. They persecute him because they persecuted the Most High first. They persecuted Jesus first. So, if you don't see a fellowship and they're not under attack by religious people or people of the world, you're probably in the wrong place. Because the devil is going to attack the jewel that is on this earth, the remnant. So there is a reason for these attacks coming. But we wear it like a badge of honor. And it broadens up our shoulders. So, don't listen to what people say. The witnesses that they talk about in scriptures are eyewitnesses. So, if you want to be an eyewitness for yourself, you find fellowship and you learn for yourself. One thing that this world does not want you to understand is to think autonomously. All right? Religious people think by the mindset of their pastors, their teachers, and their religion. Not what the book says. You listen to our pastor clearly, and you see if he speaks anything against that book. If he does, you got block talk to call back. If you don't, keep on listening. All right, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm gonna get off here. I've been on here for a long time. But, yo, I just wanted to say, man, I like your jacket. I like your haircut. I like your glasses, man. And you don't know why I'm saying this, but that means that's a big thing that I'm saying that, man. So, yeah, man. I'm looking at you right now on the phone, so I'm seeing the video. And, I like your style. So.
Bless you, bro. Shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom. King coming.
All righty, Pastor Bell.
All right. Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Glory to the King. Hey, let's go to Arizona. Call number 408-408. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking with?
David, got a good copy?
Yep, gotcha.
Good deal, good deal. Hey, Pastor, I'm wondering, how do you perceive the mark of the beast? Do you perceive it as something that's going to be relatively swift in a really short period, or do you perceive it as something that's going to occur maybe kind of spaced out over time, so to speak? The reason I asked, Pastor, is I heard a pretty disturbing commercial recently on something called the telo years or the telomere testing, where basically they're looking to do. I guess the idea is Obamacare here relatively swiftly in the next couple of years might actually fail, and then what they might do is kind of bring in basically these DNA tests. Where I guess the idea behind the telomeres is they're going to be. I don't want to put this. You know, I think it's related to CRISPR, just to be honest about things, and they're looking to kind of evaluate people's health based off of DNA testing, where you know, it may even be linked into your employment and everything and all that. And it kind of feels like something that's kind of being strung out here versus something relatively swift, and I don't know if this maybe is related to that or anything, or maybe just kind of part and parcel to all the other things we're seeing, like smartphones and chips in our cards and everything and all that, but I don't know. I have some other thoughts on that, but I've kind of talked a lot. What are your thoughts here on all this?
You know, it's really, again, you know, tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about this, you know. We need to comprehend and understand when the Bible is speaking literal and when it's speaking in an allegorical type of way. And you can believe the Bible. Does Yah mean what he says and say what he means? That's the real question. Over in Revelation 13:16, the word says, now listen to him, I'm going to answer your question with the word, okay? When you watch the world, all right? See, right now, we freely go out and we contract with government, we contract with states, we contract with individuals. But yet and still, this is not something that is forced compliant, even though it's necessary a lot of times for us to function in this life without the harassment of government, i.e. driver's license. But the mark of the beast is going to work like this. It says, and he causeth all. Listen to me closely. And he causeth all. Watch this. No discrimination, both great and small. In other words, he's going to bring something that people can't refuse. And if they refuse it, they're either going to suffer death or they're going to suffer in such a manner, in such a way, that they're going to be ostracized from the world and society and won't even be able to survive. So it says, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. In other words, nobody exempt. Look at this. To receive a mark. In other words, there is a cause that is coming that's going to put you between a rock and a hard place. And the only choice and decision that you're going to have is that cause. Now, you got to make a decision. Are you going to receive it or are you going to go to the death? Because I know that in this world and in this society and culture we find ourselves in, it's very unpopular for people believe or for them to believe that you may have to die for your faith. You may have to die just like Yahshua or and the apostles and the prophets did for what you believe. But, you know, they have just about all but settled it in the minds of people today that you don't have to suffer persecution, that you don't have to make any hard choices and decisions, that all you have to do is capitulate and acquiesce and go along with the way of everybody else and you'll be fine. But there's going to be a cause that comes. Now, think about this. The cause is this. You're not going to be able to buy or sell unless you receive this mark. You see the reason why I advocate that people learn how to grow food, that people get out of the cities and develop their own homesteads and their own lives? Because if people don't know how to grow food, raise their own food, are you following me? And if the cause is, yes, look at this, you can't buy or sell, how many people can actually live in this life, live in this world, without buying or selling anything from anyone? You see what I mean? That's the cause. You get it?
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard to do today. I know I can't.
I see, and that's so people better start learning how to live without it. See, you can live and prepare yourself with, you know, in this society, but as soon as they start bringing that market, say that you got to have this in order to buy or sell. In other words, now we go into the store and we give them Federal Reserve notes for goods and services. But this time they're going to say, okay, you come on up here, you're in the store, you go to the checkout line. Their first thing they're going to do is ask you for the mark. And if you can't produce that mark, you're not going to be able to buy and sell. You see, everybody thinks they're so smart. Everybody thinks that they got this thing all figured out and we're more intelligent than the Most High. And I talk all the time to trying to prepare people. But you know what I mean? There's going to be a weep, and there's going to be a howl that's going to go all throughout this land. Be it, we better occupy and prepare ourselves right now, or either prepare the generation coming behind us and prepare their minds. Because a lot of people, brother, they can't even fathom functioning in this world, in this society, without going to Walmart, Kroger's, Myers to buy food. Isn't that something? And guess what? Most people are going to compromise and say, well, and they're going to turn religious and say, God knows I got to eat and stuff. And like he's going to go back on his word just because you don't have faith to stand. People better be hearing this, pastor.
I wonder, Pastor, do you think it's insidious in a manner where we may have already passed the mark God wants and we don't even know it? Or do you think, like, whatever that thing is, whether it be like the DNA, you know, give us your blood or whatever, do you think it'll be so obvious or we'll kind of know, we need to not cross this line? Or do you think it might be so insidious we may be crossing lines already and don't even fully realize? Can you speak to that at all, sir?
First of all, the Most High says that he is not going to do anything without revealing his secrets to his servants, the prophets. And the prophets are the ones who are going to speak to his people. They're not going to speak to the world. I know this is a crazy concept that people can't get, but Most High ain't trying to save the whole world like Christianity is teaching people. He's saving his people from their sins. And that's the reason why it pays to be connected to the people who are in a good relationship with the Father, because to those people, they're going to know. They're going to know the season. They're going to know the times. And they're going to know the hour that they're in. But the rest of the world, they're just going to be going right along with it.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, Pastor, I appreciate your time. God bless you, sir. I did send you a package with some books that kind of speak to some of the things you've taught on your YouTube channels and everything. It should get there in a couple of days. I hope they supplement kind of your teachings. And I'm still kind of a pagan barbarian. I'll tell you that right now. But I've kind of found God in the last few years, and you've been a big part of that, and I really appreciate it. You know, I'm kind of a baby learner at this point. I'm still learning, but I do appreciate everything you're doing, and I really appreciate your time today. You know, definitely some interesting times. You know, I'm kind of have a military background myself, so I wouldn't say I'm fearful. You know, I'm trying to approach this with courage. You know, but there's definitely a lot of things coming down the pike, and they seem to be coming from every direction at this point. You know, so definitely appreciate you kind of being out there for us and giving us good insight and ways to kind of move forward and kind of approach this stuff as it kind of hits us from every direction.
Well, you're welcome. Most High, God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Bless you.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom. Hey, I tell you, you see, it's questions like that for other people who could be listening that they may always wondered about that. And that's the reason why I'm here, to answer those questions. And then not only that, to give you the wisdom and the knowledge, the comprehension of the reason why we're doing what we're doing. Most people are playing around with this life. They really truly are. And they don't really know how serious this thing is. Well, hallelujah. Anyway, let's go to Brother Tyler there in Wisconsin. Call number 262-262 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Tyler?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. Actually, this is Brother Tyler's wife, Crystal. Hello.
Well, how you doing, Brother Tyler's wife, Crystal?
Very well, sir. Thank you.
How can I help you?
I'd like to say blessings, hallelujah. Thank you to the Most High Yah for introducing me to yourself and the ministry at Straightway. I'd like to say Shabbat shalom to all of Israel, of brothers and sisters, mothers, elders, and yourself and Pastor Corey as well. And our son would like to say hello to you too, please, if that's all right with you, sir.
Sure it is.
Say hi, Phoenix. Hi, Pastor Darrell.
How you doing, my brother? How you doing?
Pretty good. I love you. I love you. I miss you. I have not seen you guys yet. Bless you. I have more questions. I want to talk to you. How's your wife?
She's doing pretty good. She's doing pretty good.
Good.
Any more questions?
My question is, we have a baby sister named Grace, yeah, too, and she's resting on Shabbat. So is my dad. And we have another sister, Samara.
All right.
So,
are you saying hello on behalf of everyone? Oh, okay. That's not a question, honey, but it's very nice you're saying hello for Daddy and for
bless you.
Bless you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. But I have four questions I want to say.
If he has time, other people are calling to say hello, too, and I think Pastor Dow would like to. Is that right, sir? I guess you're going over a little bit of time, but thank you for taking our call.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Bless you all very much.
All right, it's about too long. Bless you, son. Be encouraged.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
Glory to the King. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 385. Let's go to Utah. Utah, caller number 385. 385, this is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there? 385.
Hello?
Yeah, hell is low.
Hello, Pastor Dowell. This is Jason from Utah. Give me
how
just
you doing,
a
Jason?
Moment to get into a better audio space.
All right.
I was listening to you while I was doing my stuff because I have a headset that I get to wear, and it decided to die right before you answered.
All right.
So now I have to use the phone itself. I do apologize.
I can help you.
That should cut out the audio. All right. A little bit of history. I've been able to see across the veil, as it were. Knowing about spirits and other things like that. And it's been particularly hard to utilize that in a righteous way. I've been able to have learned how to control the energy of myself. I can, what you talk about cutting this record, whatnot, I know how to do it, as well as I also know how to astral project if I so wanted, but I never do, just because it's extremely dangerous.
It sure is, especially with people who know what they're doing.
Yeah. That's the history. I am currently elder in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and the reason
okay.
I am converted is because I could see the power they had. Power they called the Melchizedek priesthood and whatnot, as well as the gift of the Holy Ghost, amongst other things. But as of late, I've realized that that's not what the power is, but I can't figure out what it is.
You probably need to pay a whole lot more attention to the ministry here straightway, because you come to the right place if you're seeking and want to know what the real true power of Yah is.
I say the reason that's why I was asking. I had to give a little bit of background just because it wouldn't make any sense for me to be confused about that power if I couldn't literally see and feel it myself outside of what normal people just believe in and go, oh yeah, that's exactly what it is, blindly.
Okay.
And I was curious if you are aware of what that power is. If I should, in essence, abandon it, because I currently hold the power that they have. It's a power, but it's not the power of Yah, as you said.
I think that the Mormons are way off. I think, as a matter of fact, it's a closet satanic church. That's what I think personally. I don't think that it's in anybody's best interest to actually be a part of that particular organization. I think it's false, and I think people should come out. That's my personal opinion about it.
Let's say that's particularly helpful. I've been listening to you for a little while now. You actually have responded. I started by seeing your YouTube videos. You actually responded
All right.
directly to one of my comments once when I said I would never. I don't think I could ever see a woman call me by sir if I didn't have a gun to their head. And not even moments later did you make another video responding directly to that. So.
Well, our women are a little bit different. Our women are women. They have not lost who they were, who they are, and they know who they are in the midst of this wicked and perverse generation.
The perversion is becoming more and more obvious the more I look around myself, and it's getting unsettling.
Yeah.
Hence the reason
Come out.
I started looking for more answers. And I'm glad to have
All
met.
Right.
I'm glad to have come by you. You've definitely helped me out and gave me wisdom, both in simple means such as some investing advice, as well as I downed $300 into books teaching me how to grow food and start a homestead, amongst other things.
Beautiful.
And I'm very thankful to know you. And I believe the proper thing to say to you would be Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, sir. Glory to the King. Shabbat Shalom. King coming. Hallelujah. All right. Look like somebody's coming out. Let's go to Kentucky 606. Brother Zach, it's Pastor Dow. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Zach.
Oh, Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Hey, Shalom. Did you have a wonderful time last Shabbat?
Oh, gosh, Pastor. It was amazing. I don't know if Brother Steve summed it away yet. But, oh, man.
Man, this is the first time you and your family actually came and stayed the whole weekend with us. You care to share with anyone out there how your weekend stay was with us here straightway for the first time?
Yes, sir. That's actually why I called in when you mentioned that. You know, I've been to all kinds of different churches. I've been all over this country. I mean, I've traveled around here and there and run around. You invited me in. You gave me my own separate room, a place to stay, food, water, never asked me for a dime, no offering plates, no nothing, free showers, hugs, smiles, and like you said, yeah, love. Your women, I've never seen anything like it in my life. Hanging around you all, I absolutely hate being home. Wow, Pastor. I don't understand how people... They never stepped foot there. Anybody that's ever got on that computer and wrote any kind of lie and BS has never stepped foot on that land. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
Bro, Zach, it's been good. It was good to meet you.
Oh, yeah, it was good to meet you, Pastor. I'll be so glad I come back.
Hallelujah.
I hope to see y'all for Passover or maybe before if I get the chance or the money. And you can definitely count on me to stay in contact, and I'll be right here listening.
All right, my brother. Y'all be encouraged.
You too. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom. Wonderful thing meeting Zach and his family. Hallelujah. Kentucky, 859-859. It's Pastor Dowling on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Kentucky? Last phone call for the night. Kentucky 859 going once, going twice.
Can you
hear me? Oh, wait a minute. You showed up, man. All right, you there?
Yes, sir. This is Myron Jackson from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, Pastor Darrell. I finally got a chance to get my internet set up and get a chance to talk to you.
Yes, hallelujah. You're a long-time listener, long-time supporter.
Yes, sir. And I just want a chance to finally call in and say thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you do. You remind me so much of my father, and I just admire you so much, and I just wanted you to hear that from me personally.
Well, hallelujah. It's good to hear your voice, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I figured I had to try to call in sometime. I didn't want y'all to think I was crazy or nothing.
we don't think that.
Yes, sir. And I would love the opportunity to come and visit up on your Shabbat services if you would have me. I've been trying to get there.
All you got to do is call the dining hall. Elder Doug is listening right now. He'll know your name. Leave your contact information. Let us know when you're desiring to come, and then a date you're leaving. And the reason why we do that is because we're lovers of hospitality, but we like to logistically prepare for when guests is coming. If you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand.
All right, my brother. Hey, it's good hearing your voice. You got anything else?
Oh no, sir. Everybody. You know, your elders, your sister, I just watch and I'm in awe of everything, you know, and I just can't wait just to be in that presence. I don't see how anybody could say anything negative about what they see or hear, you know. Even I think you're hilarious myself, even when you just going forth in the word, you know. I don't find you disrespectful or anything.
Well, hallelujah. Well, I mean, I got different administrations and stuff, and no doubt the Most High Yah has given me the gift to be able to keep the attention of people.
Absolutely. 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 And, you know, when I just love the boldness that you have, you know, and you just tell it like it is, you know, and I can definitely appreciate that, because I've come from, you know, like the brother was saying just before us, that, you know, he's been to a lot of churches, and I have too. And I've been burned from a lot of churches, been done wrong, you know, and just listening to you is just like a breath of fresh air.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you, my brother.
And I just looking forward to visit.
Well, hey, just call down the hall. Let us know when you're coming, when you're going, brother. We'd be glad to receive you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And thank you for your time, Pastor Dow.
All right, my brother. Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, sir.
All right. Hey, I said an hour, but I went ahead and stayed over about an hour. I stayed over about 37 minutes longer. Glory to the King. I'm going to be speaking back to y'all again here pretty soon, but we got, like I said, we got a lot. We got to tie up and everything. There's plenty of stuff we got to do. Bless you, Brother Ugly. Thank you for posting the videos like you normally do, being proactive there in the room. Hey, I bless you all. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. www.online-church.org. Or you go to the website and still see the live service from there. StraightwayTruth.com. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I bless you all, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Shabbat Shalom. King is coming.